Today on the Pageant Cast, we go back to Stacey Brosmis' captivating 2017. We see her show and tell, and we get some more questions from the chat room from one of our live events in September. So you don't want to miss a second Stacey Brosmis' captivating 2017 on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Melanie Cholka, Ms. Royalty International Classic 2014, and you're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. And now here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You are watching the Pageant Cast. We're so pleased that you could join us tonight. We have Stacey Bruss. She is Mrs. Captivating 2017, and we are back now with even more with Stacey, because right now what we're going to go to is one of our favorite segments, and that would be Show and Tell. And then we get a little chalkboard, and the next thing you know, we're going to see beautiful Stacey right there. And what is your show and tell item tonight?
My stethoscope, because I have been a registered nurse for 14 years, and wow, everyone probably remembers the show me your stethoscope. Well, here's mine. I get to show everybody my stethoscope.
Fantastic. Now, is that a working stethoscope? Because I have no idea. That is a working stethoscope.
Yes, it even has my initials.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Of course you have it blinged out. Why would you not have
right.
it blinged out?
It's a pageant girl thing.
Yeah. It looks great. It isn't a crown, though. That's more of a sash type of item.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So that is show and tell. Thank you for bringing that along. Now, our chat room is really starting to get crazy, so we need to go back for more questions from the chat room. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. We put the little graphic up, and we are ready to go with questions from the chat room. It kind of sounds like one of those 1950s movies, doesn't it? It came from the chat room. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. Looks like Travis has got another question for you. As a nurse, which we just saw you demonstrating your nursely activities, a wife and pageanteer. Don't know if that's the term. Yeah, that's not the term, Travis. Come on. No.
That's a very creative word, though.
Yeah, it's pageantista, isn't it? What is the most difficult to make time for? As a nurse, a wife, and a pageanteer, what is the most difficult to make time for?
I would say out of all of those, it would probably be my pageants. Mm-hmm. Pageantry is a hobby.
Right.
It definitely takes a backseat to being a wife. First and foremost, that's always the most important. And spending time with my family. And doing pageants is just an extra bonus for me. It's something fun. It's something that, you know, allows me to meet other women. We have a sisterhood. I mean, the ladies at Mrs. Captivating were all amazing. So if any of them are watching, hello. I would say that pageantry probably will always be a second tier, thing, just because it's a hobby.
That makes sense. That makes good sense. Now, okay, Pageant Planet coming back here. Who is your all-time most favorite title holder? Dum, dum, dum.
Oh, that's easy. That's an easy one. Kehlani Ray Rafka Wilson, who was Miss America 1988. She's actually from my hometown of Monroe. She lives five minutes from me. She's a very good friend of mine, and she's the reason why the Miss America program has a platform. She's a registered nurse. She's an advocate for seniors, advocate for hospice, and so her and I are a lot alike, and she's a great friend, but she sets the bar as far as pageant holders.
Yeah, and it's kind of an interesting story how the pageant, Miss America did not have platforms before her.
Yes.
I'm sure you know the story. I'm going to let you tell it if you'd like.
Well, Kehlani competed in the Miss America program in 1988, and you know, she spoke on behalf of nurses and hospice care. She was an oncology nurse, and there wasn't a hospice program that was in the area, and so she wanted to start her own hospice in Monroe, and so she did. And she spent her year advocating for nurses and hospice, and after that, the Miss America program thought that it was something that they needed to do every single year, and so it's stuck. And it's amazing that she's always been my idol, my mentor, someone that I've always looked up to. But it's funny that now she lives 5 minutes from me.
Well, think of Miss America did not have platforms before her. No. It's almost you go, really? And that it was that recent that it began, because it sounds like one of those things that they had since 1928, when the boardwalk was still made, you know, it was the olden days, and the swimsuit covered more than most people wear to go to the gym. You know, it's relatively recent that the platform is part of the Miss America system. And I did get to meet her one time. That's about all I've seen her, when she came to MC Miss Wisconsin one time, and she's a lovely lady. And certainly you have a good pick there. Here's another question.
Well, she's Miss Monroe County sister too, so.
Aha.
I was supposed to be Miss Monroe County, and she obviously was Miss Monroe County when she became Miss Michigan and ultimately Miss America. So she's one of my pageant sisters.
She made the run. She went all the way up. That's good.
Yes, she did.
Fantastic. Stephanie asks, what is your best pageant tip?
Oh, my best pageant tip would be have fun and be yourself. I know it sounds cliche and people say it all the time, but at the end of the day, you want to win by being yourself. And if you don't win at the end of the day, then you know that you gave it your all and you were just your best you, you know, so just be yourself and have fun.
That is a great answer. However, I have to bring out my inner coach. I'm going to help you with that question this time. Okay. And the question again, what is your best pageant tip, right? The correct answer is watching lots of the pageant cast. So we'll ask it again, and then I'm going to cut this in. So here we go. What is your best pageant tip, Stacy? Completely unprepared for this question.
Watching the pageant cast, of course.
That's an excellent answer. Oh, that's great. It's awesome. Oh.
Did I win?
Sure. Okay. Of course you won. Look over to the left there. There it is. Yes, exactly.
I won.
Fantastic. Awesome. All right. Well, I feel like we got everything we need out of the chat room. This has been the best chat room so far. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to call her a night, but first I have to ask you, Stacey, is there any last things that you want to tell the viewers of the Pageant Cast?
I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for all your great questions and being supportive of the Pageant Cast. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and just wanted to say thank you.
That was great, though. I did notice that I kind of had to prod you a little bit on the Pageant Cast side of things. I did notice that. I kind of put that together. Now, folks, remember, if you enjoyed tonight's show, we do have other live shows coming on select Thursdays. Make sure you watch your feed. I don't know if we're going to have such a fun guest the next time, but we certainly hope so. It's been fantastic getting to talk to you tonight and getting to know you a little bit better. Now, one thing we like to do at the end of our shows is check out your pageant wave. And I need everybody in the chat room to look alive here, because I know there's a delay. So I need you to get ready, because I need your scores on her pageant wave. How good is her pageant wave? This will be scored. We have a number of judges sitting in that chat room ready to go. Okay, I think I gave them enough time that they know this is coming. So here we go. I'm going to put you full screen so everybody can see you good. Now, Let's see this pageant wave. Okay, I'm not going to attempt to tell the judges what to score, but that's pretty pathetic. What's going on over here? Are you
that
kidding
me?
That
was an elbow, elbow,
that's
wrist,
elbow,
wrist.
Elbow, wrist, wrist? Oh, now, okay, the shoulders are getting in. Now we got something cooking. Look at this now. Can you imagine going down the parade route? There she is. Fantastic. I'm going to tell you, that actually was a very good, I was trying to shake you, but that was a great wave. That was awesome. You put your whole back. Now, I am concerned about your carpal tunnel. I'm a little concerned. Now, you do have, like, therapy areas there at the hospital that can help you out if you start.
Sure.
Yeah. Amy is agreeing with me, which, Amy, that's always a good approach, that it's better with the shoulders. That really does add something to it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'm sure your husband is enjoying this a great deal as well. Just as a guy, I'm telling you, enjoying this a great deal. So, fantastic. Thanks so much. You've been a great sport putting up with all this craziness. We want to thank everybody in the chat room. We want to thank everybody watching this via the tape delay and YouTube and all this. Oh, okay. Travis says the shoulder cranks it to 11. So there you go.
Oh,
so fantastic. Big plus. Now you don't get to add two more now. No, it's 11 and that's it. Cause you don't even want a 13. You know, it's a thing. Now somebody's going with 12. Okay. Right, this is getting crazy. Your chat room is just out of control. I need somebody to take control of that chat room, please. We want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight and for coming out. And Stacy, we wish you the best of luck and success in your pageant pursuits. And where can people follow you all year round?
I am on Instagram, Mrs. Captivating 2017, and I also have my own Facebook page, Mrs. Captivating 2017, Stacy Bross. So please follow me.
And surprisingly, if you go to pageantcast.com on one of these episodes, it'll all be down there in the show notes, and all you have to do is click on it instead of try to type it. Because we all know we don't like to type on our phones. We like to click stuff. So go ahead and do that, or you can do that right from the app that we now have. All right. Thanks, everybody. And until next time, Tierra Dreams.
Okay. Tierra Dreams.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.